Our final question today is from Frank, and it goes like this. Some time ago, you told me that you suggested that I should try to be, that I should say that I am Eddie. And Eddie is, of course, the fictional character that I've been writing about in a series of novels that is the most like me, who has my history and all this sort of thing. And as I'm writing the final book in that series, because essentially Eddie and Wit asked me to stop writing about them, at one point, Wit says to Eddie that, because Wit has read all the books, has said that you had suggested that to me. So the reason why I'm asking about this is because I believe it was yesterday that one of the email questions was about, I feel like I haven't been imagining myself as a billionaire or something like that. And I really resonated with that. And I kind of walked around for a while yesterday thinking, yeah, I haven't done that either. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me, oh, wait a second, what about Eddie? And so I just want to ask again. Well, I don't want to ask again. Let's try that. Let me say it differently. I want to know whether it's helpful for me to say that I am Eddie. Yeah, that's my question. So, we're quite certain that you may have temporarily forgotten what happened in the process, but Eddie is, of course, your most profitable version. You already have met Eddie. You've spent a lot of time with Eddie. Now, what you haven't done is while Eddie has come to visit you and has talked to you, reached out to you, you've never really reached out to Eddie. Well, that's not really exactly true, but you haven't quite in the same way that Eddie has done with you. And you certainly have made it very clear, and we're not going to get into too much of the detail, but you've made it very clear via your helpers that Wit was free to walk around your apartment when you were sleeping, but you were just not really interested in meeting him as a ghost, because you just don't do visible ghosts. And we're not making fun of you or saying that's not a good idea, but what we really want to say is this. Yes, is the answer to your question. Eddie is your most profitable version. Why not just listen to the process and do it? Once it's everything is posted, and just sit in a chair and listen to the process, and then you and Eddie can go have coffee somewhere and talk. And you might listen, and you might notice the things that happened in the second question that was asked today, where our friend was talking about feeling insecure when they met their most profitable version. You may feel something like that as well. And then you, too, can do the, quote, homework that isn't homework, and sit in the chair and by yourself and feel whatever it is that arises. But we don't think much will happen because you've spent a lot of time with Eddie. The problem that you're having, we think, and we've talked to you about this before, but never quite as directly as this, is that you are in observer mode when it comes to Eddie. You're writing about Eddie, after all. You're writing his story. And as you say, I've said to other people recently, it's taking a very long time to wrap this up. And there's a reason for that, because you're trying to make sure you get it right, which is a terrible, terrible idea. You could just kind of like let the helpers that help you write, like turn it over to them and have them tell you what to do. That's one suggestion. We know that's not really your question, but it's related to this. Look, the reason why Eddie and Wit don't want you to write about them anymore is all the things they've told you that you have read, that they have said, that you've read in the writing of the words. As you're channeling their story, you know why they don't want, and we won't get into those details. You know why they don't want you to write about them anymore. But that doesn't mean that they're going away. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be available to you. In fact, we would suggest that when you stop writing about them and you stop treating them as curiosities that you're writing about, as subjects of your stories, that their presence is going to become a lot more obvious to you. So, yes is the answer to your question. We suggest that once you've posted and emailed and blah, 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 all the everything to get notification out about the recording being available, that you yourself sit in a chair and listen to the process and go through it and sit and talk with Eddie. And then if it feels better to do so, if you encounter any thoughts that feel worse that rise up in the presence of thoughts that feel better, then let yourself feel them. But, and we're not trying to be rude, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And we'll just say this. What the fuck do you think all of this is about if it's not for you to become Eddie? All of this. Now, we can recount the entire history of synchronicities and serendipities that have led to this very moment. And we could talk about how everyone listening to this conversation is part of this story. And how there's not a lot of people listening to this conversation, unlike what could be, for a very specific reason. But what the fuck do you think all of this is for if it's not for you to become Eddie? If you go back to that one day when you made that one decision, lo, the many years ago, and you start, then all of a sudden, all these people started popping up out of the woodwork. How do you think you got here? If it were not for the fact that you made this decision, it's again, as we say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So we're just going to let you have it the way we let other people have it. What the fuck do you think you're doing asking this question? Now, we think it's a good question. It's very powerful, but we really want to get your attention. What do you think this is all about? It's 2024. You have been doing this for 33 years. Why do you think it has progressed in the way it has progressed? Why do you think all these people came together? It's not curiosity. It's not serendipity, as in, like, it just happened and it was really magical and it's really nice. It was intentionality. You set a very powerful intention. It is manifesting. Get the fuck out of the way. And stop pretending like you're not a billionaire. Or in the case of Eddie, a trillionaire. So, as we say, and the laughing is coming from you. It's not coming from us because we don't really laugh. You're the one who's laughing at this. So we just want to make sure everyone is clear. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And we could put that as the title of the question. But the bottom line is, yes, we highly recommend that you become your most profitable version. We recommend that to everyone listening to this. So it's a great question. And also we say to all of you, you've all done the exact same thing. This is not the pinnacle. This isn't the end. This is the beginning. This is where you start right now. You are your most profitable version already. You get to decide this. Decide for it. Allow yourself to have it. And sit in that feeling. And let the insecurities and all the other feel worses come up and let them move through you. That's all they're going to want to do. But to get back to Frank. Look, we'll say it one more time. What the fuck do you think this has all been about? If not to get to here. If not for you to become Eddie. Once you stop writing about Eddie, then suddenly you will be able to become him because he will no longer be an object. You have written millions of words, literally millions of words, specifically like one big long affirmation list. And there's been a lot of fun and it's kept you entertained, and that's all perfectly wonderful. And if Whit was here, he would probably say a lot of people apparently had to die for you to be amused. But the bottom line is this. Yes is the answer to your question. Yes, you are indeed a billionaire. Stop pretending like you're not. Let yourself become Eddie. So that's the answer. We thank you very much for bringing it to the table. Very delicious. And again, on your behalf, we'll repeat what we said earlier. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Very powerful indeed.